Welcome to the Follow Forward podcast, where we highlight real stories, global voices, and Christ-centered leadership. I'm your host, Tim Tucker, coming to you from Cape Town in South Africa. This is our first ever episode. Welcome to the first episode of the Follow Forward podcast. But it is going to be different from all future episodes. One of the differences, a little bit shorter than other episodes. But the other major difference is I'm here on my own. Most Follow Forward podcasts are going to be interviews because we want to hear different voices from around the world. But I thought, why not at least share the heart, the vision behind the Follow Forward podcast? So as you subscribe, as you get involved and follow this and share about it, you know what this is all about, because there's so many podcasts, aren't there? It's becoming a crowded space. It's becoming easier to do a podcast and there's a lot of voices out there. So we need to have a reason, you know, and I've resisted doing a podcast previously, but over the past few months I've felt that this is an opportunity, that there's a gap that we can fill. And that's why we want to do this Follow Forward podcast. But the reason for the podcast is in its name. So let me explain a little bit to you about the name Follow Forward, because not only is the podcast space very full, the leadership space is also very full. The leadership space, particularly podcasts, I mean, they're 10 to a dozen. There's a lot out there. So with so much leadership material available, why do a podcast? Well, it's because there's a question that really bugs me. It impacts my writing. It impacts everything I do in terms of my leadership. And it says, it's this question. There is so much material out there. There's so much learning. There's so much training. You can even do a PhD on leadership. There's so much you can do to study leadership in the 21st century. But we have this nagging question. Why does it seem that there are so few great leaders? That's why I'm doing this podcast. Because actually, maybe we've got the emphasis wrong. When there's so much focus on leadership, perhaps we should be focusing on other things. And those other things, or this other thing that we're promoting within the Follow Forward podcast, if we get that right, then maybe that can help us all become better leaders or be aware of what it means to become a better leader. That's the reason for this podcast. So I've got three ways I'm seeking to answer the question why we're doing this podcast. Let me explain these three ways. The first thing is this. Perhaps we should focus more on following than on leading. Perhaps we should focus more on following than on leading. See, the question is not, are we becoming great leaders? But are we great followers? And are we people who are worth following? It begs the question, who should we be following then? If I'm saying that followership is actually more important than leadership, or at least more primary than leadership, then it begs the question, who are we following? And if you know me or know any of my writings, you're going to know the answer before I even give it. But I believe in Christ-centered servant leadership, that there is one person that should be the apple of our eye, who we are focused on if we are to become great leaders. And I believe that the effectiveness of our leadership will be in direct proportion to how we focus on and learn from Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate example. The Apostle Paul said this. The Apostle Paul was probably the most influential Christian leader of all times. We know how he started. He started out trying to destroy the church. He had an encounter with Christ and his life was turned around. And in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1, he says this, "I follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." This is the premise of the Follow Forward podcast. It's not that we shouldn't become people worth following. Paul became someone worth following. He became a leader of influence, a leader of note, but he was worth following because he had his eyes fixed on one person. He was following Jesus Christ. We are Christ followers seeking to model his example in the world. And he says this, John 13, verse 15, one of my favorite scriptures in the whole of the Bible. He says, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." And he said that within the context of washing the disciples' feet. John chapter 13, the subject of my book, Grab a Towel, Christ-Centered Servant Leadership for the 21st Century. But I'm wanting to underline that what Jesus is saying is follow his example of how he led, his example of how he served, his example of how he built friendships, his example of how he lived and existed in Palestine all those years ago. He gave us an example that we can follow. This is a Message Trust podcast, and it's the Follow Forward podcast because the heartbeat of the message is we want to follow the example of Jesus Christ in this generation. But just as Jesus is the hero of the story, this podcast is going to tell stories of great followers who have become exceptional leaders. These are people who have been rescued, who are now rescuing others. So every interview is going to have this emphasis on what enabled someone to become a transformational leader. They were transformed by fixing their eyes on Jesus, and they transformed others. Like I mentioned, this is the heartbeat of who we are as the message. The least, the last, and the lost find their purpose in Christ and become urban heroes, transformational leaders in the kingdom of God. And I believe that no one can change the human heart like Jesus can. That's why I underline again that great leadership starts with great followership. And the effectiveness of our leadership will be in direct proportion to fixing our eyes on Jesus and following his example as we move forward in life and leadership. So the first thing we're seeking to focus on is that we focus more on following rather than leading. That's going to be the emphasis of the Follow Forward podcast. The second reason why I think this podcast is so important is that we need to move our focus from the bad to the good. We know the headlines that are out there. We know what's going on, even within the church. We know there are challenges, and these things get the big headlines. But I want to tell you, I serve in communities across Africa, and I partner with people from around the world, and they're incredible people doing wonderful things. And these are the stories that need to be told. Why are bad leaders getting so much press? Perhaps it's because it's clickbait and drives a particular narrative. But what if we can flip the switch on that? I believe there are countless incredible leaders who are worth following. And we need to champion what they are doing and the lessons they're learning to impact the next generation of leaders. So this podcast is to give a platform and tell those stories from around the world. Some of them will be well-known stories, but most of them are just ordinary people doing extraordinary things as they follow Jesus. But here's a caveat, or a disclaimer. Because I'm based in Africa and I'm the African Development Director for The Message, we are going to have an African bias in this podcast. A disproportionate number of the stories we tell will have their origins in Africa. There will be a focus on applying what we're learning to emerging African leaders. And I also believe that there are lessons that are coming out of this continent that the world needs to hear. We need to hear from African leaders who often don't get the same airtime that Western leaders have. I want to redress that imbalance and enable us to provide voice and amplify some of these incredible people. Most of the stories we tell on this podcast, like, will be with people I have a direct relationship with. They are friends. We're friends on mission and message. We talk about being mates on mission. Very rarely will I feature someone who I don't personally know. Not only is this so we can vouch for the credibility, but we also want the conversations to be engaging and interactive. We want you to feel like you're in the room with us, learning from people who are seeking to display the characteristics of Christ in their life and leadership. We love coffee. You love coffee. So the whole thing with Follow Forward is to grab a coffee, listen to a story, and enable it your heart to be challenged and changed and to grow through what you hear. And the third thing, the third reason why I think this podcast is necessary is I firstly said we should be focusing more on followership than leadership. I said perhaps we're giving bad leaders too much airtime. The third one is perhaps we should become follower focused. By that I mean we should be investing our time and effort into emerging leaders. This is a passion of my heart. Ever since I got involved in mission and ministry in Africa back from the late 90s and started to have opportunities to travel in the noughties and now taken on this new role within The Message as the Africa Development Director, my heart is to invest into emerging leaders to see them flourish in faith and life to become the transformational leaders that they have the potential to become. That's what we want to do as Follow Forward, is to take our eyes off our own influence, off our own agendas, and be able to invest into emerging leaders. When I think of someone who was follower focused, I think of someone who had a big impact on me in the 90s. His name was Bryn Barrett. He was my pastor of my local church, a wonderful, wonderful servant of God. And he led the church that I attended as a young person. And a couple of examples, I've shared these before, but it's worth sharing again from Bryn's life, is that on a Sunday morning, he was happy for this spotty teenage boy to phone him up, and he would come and pick me up from home and take me to church if I didn't have another way of getting there. And I'm sure he used the opportunity of those car journeys just to build into my life. I remember once he interviewed me at the front of the church and asked me to share it in my testimony. At the end of his interview, he said to me, "What song would you like us to sing?" And he allowed me to contribute meaningfully to the life of the church. I remember he encouraged us to come to family prayer nights on a Monday night, and he would get all of us teenagers and young adults involved in the prayer, and then he would take the small children off to a side room and spend time teaching them how to pray. That's a leader that I would love to follow. He was the kind of leader I want to emulate, the kind of leader I'd want to become. And even though Bryn passed at a relatively young age, he had an indelible impact upon my life. And when I think about I want to follow someone who followed the example of Christ, I always go back to him, to Bryn Barrett and the role that he played. He modeled Christ to me. He pointed me to Jesus. I seek to follow his example as he followed the example of Christ. The question is this: who in your life has provided that godly example that is worth following? And are you being that for someone else? That's what we want to motivate within the Follow Forward podcast. It's not just to tell great stories and to have testimonies and for us to think, oh, aren't these people such wonderful people? Well, they are, and it will praise God and bless God's heart, I believe, because of the stories we tell. But the most important thing is, are we putting this into action ourselves? Who are we going to invest in the next generation of leaders? Who are we going to mentor? Who are we going to come alongside? We need to flip the switch. It's time to become follower-focused rather than leader-focused and invest in emerging leaders in that way. I wrote the book, The Pace Setter. It was my first book over 10 years ago now. I think all authors have a particular fondness for their first book. But The Pace Setter, the example of The Pace Setter comes from when I used to watch athletics as a boy. And whenever they'd pan across the field at the start of the race, be it a 1500 or 800 meter race, my favorite races, they would introduce all the athletes. And then you come to a particular athlete and they would say, "This is the pace setter for this race." And I knew that if a pace setter was there, it meant that somebody was going to try and break a record, either an Olympic record or a world record, that the pace setter was there. The pace setter wasn't there to lead the race. The pace setter was there to set the pace for the followers. He was a follower focused person. He had to get the pace right in order that they could accomplish their goals. And that's the point of the Follow Forward podcast. We become pace setters, not that we are focused on followers in terms of the numbers of people who are following us. Rather, we're focused on followers because one day they're going to surpass us. They're going to take over us. And are we laying a foundation for them to fulfill their goals in life? That is what true mentoring, that's what true empowerment is. If we're follower focused, it will keep us humble, because we know that we are there to serve the goals of others and not just our own agenda. It will ensure that our focus is on empowering others. We know that one of the massive challenges with leadership is power, that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts. Absolutely, we know these things and we've experienced them in our own spheres. So there's a challenge for us to say, let's not take power for ourselves, but let's think how we can give power away. And if we follow forward, then we're always saying, as we strive forward, we're looking to bring people who will eventually surpass us and accomplish the things that God has for them in their lives. We want to empower others rather than take power for ourselves. So welcome. Welcome to the first episode of hopefully many more episodes of the Follow Forward podcast. These are real stories, global voices from Christ-centered leaders. I hope you will enjoy this journey. And whether these stories impact dozens or thousands doesn't matter. We just want to bear witness to what God is doing in the world. Thank you for listening to the Follow Forward podcast. This may have been my idea, but I worked with an awesome team to make it come to life. Thank you to Lucy for guest management, scheduling, and being a real gap filler. Jordan for taking over the guest management baton, as well as doing content production, scripting assistance, and editing of these podcasts. Alistair and my lovely wife, Christina, for technical production, and Taryn for taking behind-the-scenes content and crew support. Whether you're watching or listening, make sure to hit that subscribe button on whichever platform you are on and share this episode with your friends so we can inspire even more people together. We release a new episode every Thursday, along with extra content to help you grow as a leader of people and a follower of Christ. Follow my Facebook page at Dr. Tim Tucker to access all the bonus content. We'd love to hear your thoughts, so feel free to send a DM or leave a comment letting us know what you enjoyed about the episode. God bless, and we'll see you next week.